This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is defending the use of airstrikes Sunday to target an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, warning it could strike again despite criticism from top Iraqi officials and renewed threats from the militia itself. VOA's Carla Babb with details.
A swift and powerful response by the U.S. military to an attack on a Kirkuk base that killed one American contractor and wounded both U.S. and Iraqi troops.
We will not stand for the Islamic Republic of Iran to take actions that put American men and women in jeopardy.
The strikes killed more than 20 Iranian-backed militia members and wounded dozens, reducing weapon caches to rubble. But the strikes may have damaged more than the U.S. planned, with Iraqis across the political spectrum calling for a review of Baghdad's relationship with Washington. Reporting at the Pentagon, I'm Carla Babb, VOA News.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the United States and China will likely sign phase one of a new trade deal early in the new year. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes a day after when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest in a series of deadly assaults over the past week alone. A Chinese court has sentenced a scientist who created the world's first gene-edited babies to 3 years in prison on Monday. And a Sudanese court on Monday sentenced 27 members of the country's security forces to death by hanging for torturing and killing a detained protester. The verdict, which can be appealed, was the first connected to the killing of more than 200 pro-democracy protesters. This is VOA News. Former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn, who was under strict bail conditions not to leave Japan, has fled for Lebanon. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Ghosn confirmed the news on Tuesday, saying in a statement he refused to be held hostage by a rigged Japanese justice system. He also denied fleeing justice. Ghosn was awaiting trial in Tokyo on charges of financial misconduct, and it's unclear how he left the country. Japan does not have an extradition treaty with Lebanon, making it unlikely he could be forced to return to face trial. Ghosn was once seen as a hero in Japan for turning Nissan around. 3 days after his arrest, the company fired him. Nissan says internal investigations found a trail of misconduct.
And a Texas firearms instructor who shot and killed a gunman inside a Fort Worth area church on Sunday is being hailed as a hero for protecting the congregation, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Security trainer Jack Wilson says he saw the gunman inside the West Freeway Church of Christ and felt something was wrong.
He had on a fake beard and a fake wig.
He tells KDFW-TV he saw a parishioner with a collection plate targeted and fatally shot, and an armed volunteer also fell. The 71-year-old Wilson had to wait for a clear shot because 240 congregants were scrambling for safety.
I don't see myself as a hero. I see myself as doing what needed to be done to take out the evil threat.
President Trump tweeted his appreciation for Texas gun laws that allow concealed weapons in churches. But for the grandson of the slain Deacon Tony Wallace,
he taught me everything, so I'm gonna miss him.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's an increasing number of calls for federal action to help curb religious attacks, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the people in this country have to address a frightening trend.
The current state of hate in America has become a national crisis.
Schumer wants to quadruple federal security grant funding for houses of worship after two weekend attacks. In one, a man used a machete to wound five people, one critically, as they celebrated Hanukkah at their rabbi's home north of New York City. The other involved a fatal shooting in a Texas church yesterday. The alleged New York attacker, Grafton Thomas, is charged with federal hate crimes. His lawyer, Michael Sussman, says he has serious...
This is a means of demagoguing and about a particular issue. We need to know the facts.
I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.